A lot of people in the Strabane area feel that Strabane isn't getting their fair share when it comes to this council. There are a lot of people extremely unhappy with that Strabane is only getting the crumbs from the table, and it seems to be the case. Whereas this week now, we're now seeing action being taken in the interim to tidy up Strabane Town Centre until the public realm scheme, which will be an £8 million investment, will transform this area completely. So this is very, very welcome. It's just very sad that it has taken a huge amount of pressure and arguing with council and departments to get to where we are at this moment. There is an investment in the pipeline coming. There's £80 million of city deal money. There's Strabane Town Centre money for public realm coming and a number of other initiatives. The issue is that those plans are very exciting and they look great on paper. But the problem is that people on the ground, ratepayers in this town, have not seen the benefits of being a part of this council yet. So the sooner that the benefits of these projects come about, the better. That will reassure people here that this area will be treated fairly. However, at present, that doesn't seem to be the case when you look at the state of the town centre and look at how this area generally, right throughout the old Strabane District Council area, has been left behind since the amalgamation of the council. Certainly, we have our eyes on this issue, and as a local MLA and, as I said, a local person from this area, it is deeply frustrating to see how we are being treated and continually being treated. But I'm pleased to say, and I'm glad to see that the council have finally started to waken up and are taking action. But this will not be one of these short-lived initiatives. We want to see this town continually tidied and cleaned.